Maybe some of something happened to us.
或许一件事发生在我们身上,
or the Spirit opened His Word to us.
或者圣灵把他的话讲得开,
and we really longing to have the mind of Christ to be mine.
我们真正透过基督的心思来我们的心思,
and we will feel relief from our surroundings.
我们就感觉我们从我们的环境中释放出来，我们感觉到的痛苦，或者从自己当中救出来，and
that is spiritual growth.
这是属灵的成长。It
is very, very important.
这是非常非常重要。And
then we come to the temptation of our Lord Jesus.
然后我们来到我们主耶稣受试探。
Shall we turn to Matthew?
那我们翻到马太,
chapter 4.
第四章,
we read from verse 1 to 7, to 16.
我们从第九到第十七节。
Then Jesus was carried up into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. And having fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he hungered. And the tempter coming up to him said, If thou be Son of God, speak. That these stones may become loaves of bread.
那试探人的进来对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”
But he answered that it is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which goes out to God's mouth."
耶稣却回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”
Then the devil takes him to the holy place and sets him upon the edge of the temple and says to him,
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说，
If thou be Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give charge to his angels concerning thee, and on their hands shall they bear thee, lest in any wise thou strike thy foot against the stone.
你若是神的儿子，可以掉下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Jesus said to him, It is again written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Verse 8, Again the devil takes him to a very high mountain, and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and says to him, All these things will I give thee, if Satan falling down, thou wilt do me homage.
第八节，魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说：“你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。”
Then said Jesus to him, Get thee away, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt do homage to the Lord thy God, and him alone shalt thou serve.
耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。”
Then the devil leaves him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him.
于是魔鬼离开了耶稣，有天使来侍奉他。
I will skip a few verses to 16.
我们会叫你别到第十六节。
The people sitting in darkness have seen a great light, and those sitting in the country a shadow of death. To them has light sprung up.
那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他。
This passage we see records that temptation of our Lord Jesus.
这段经文我们见到记载我们主耶稣受试探。
And after he goes through this temptation, the first Sabbath, he entered into the people, the synagogue. And he was reading the scripture. And the testimony was there that people who sit in the darkness have seen a great light. And in our Lord Jesus, they see that great light. Again, we have to say that our Lord, He is Son of God. He, in Him, in His human form, He is God. But yet, also, He is 100% man. So we, through this passage, we try to learn something of our Lord as Son of Man. When our Lord was baptized, after our Lord was baptized by John, the scripture tells us he was carried up into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. So this whole temptation that our Lord Jesus suffered is conducted or directed by the Holy Spirit. As our brother mentioned last night, there is a warfare going on. And our Lord Jesus stand in the place of man. He fought this battle for
us.
And he has won this battle for
us.
And all this battle is conducted by the Holy Spirit. And we thank the Lord. What is true to our Lord Jesus? Now it's also true in us as well as in the church. And our Lord Jesus, when he was tempted, he was led to the wilderness and was tempted by Satan. He is not standing at the place of Son of God. Because God cannot be tempted. But he was standing in the place of Son of Man to be tempted. And through this temptation, our Lord has defeated the arch enemy, Satan. He is our conqueror. And he defeated the tempter. And also our Lord Jesus, because he was tempted. I believe here only recorded three things. Although it's only three things were recorded. But we can see in the whole life of our Lord Jesus, he was continually under attack of the enemy. Even when he was in infancy, in childhood, he had to flee from the attack of the enemy. And all his life is under temptation, not the attack of the enemy. He was tempted in all things, yet without sin, that he may sympathize with our infirmity and become our faithful high priest. That is what Hebrews chapter 4 tells us. And we come to see the tempter. That is Satan himself. As we heard from our brother last night. The enemy has many names. And each name tells one nature of the enemy. And we know that Satan, one of his names is tempter. He always tries to tempt us. And his other name is the liar. When he tempts us, he always uses a lie. Even when you quote the scripture, that quote is also a lie. Because of he's a liar. And then he's a deceiver. He always, without aware of us, he deceives us. If we fall into his snare, then he becomes accuser. He always accuses us. And so we won't have the strength or the courage to face our Lord. And our brother told us, Satan simply means adversary. He always opposed God and God's will. And not only he opposed God and God's will, but also when he tempts, he comes to kill. And after he killed, he destroys everything. And our Lord Jesus, when he was in his flesh, the Holy Spirit brought and carried him into the wilderness to face the tempter. It's very interesting. It's not the tempter but rather, our Lord Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit to seek out the enemy. In the wilderness, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. We believe that in this 40 nights and 40 days, our Lord was concentrating his attention towards God, his Father. Although the tempter was surrounding him and trying to tempt him, but he cannot prevail. But after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting, our Lord, he has his physical body. He's exhausted and he's hungry. Then the tempter comes forward. We would sometimes ask ourselves this question. Why the Lord, he loves us so much, he won't allow us to be tempted?
We
know our Lord Jesus, the Father allowed him to be tempted, or wants him to be tempted. That is because our Lord will do this temptation to overcome the tempter. And he becomes the conqueror. And also he can sympathize us. But how about us? Why the Lord allows temptation come upon us? I think there are two reasons. One is when we've been tempted, then we know who we are. It reveals who we truly are. That is, we start to see our flesh. Sometimes we are easy to see other people's faults and mistakes. But once we went through some temptation, I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you can by yourself overcome the temptation. We know certainly Adam and Eve, they did not overcome. I don't know if you feel I'm strong enough, I can overcome that.
我不晓得你是否感受到我是够刚强来胜过。But
the more we have experience in the Lord,
但是我们在主里就有经历,
the more I know that I'm so weak.
我越知道我是那么软弱,
not a big temptation, just a small one, I would fall.
这是大试探,只要小试探我就知道。
And second thing, when we think about wider temptation,
第二件事,当我们讲到为什么有试探,
I think through this temptation,
我讲介绍这个试探,
that we may experience the grace of God.
我们能够经历神的恩典,
our Lord God, He always provides a way for us to go out.
我们的主神呢,
as in 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
that
we do not yield to
temptation. 我们, 不像那个,
we should endure all temptation.
That
when we endure,
当我们忍受的时候,
the Lord our God will always open the way for us to come out of it.
我们的主,
that means when temptation comes,
意思是当试探来临的时候,
we will suffer.
我们将会受,
if we don't follow the suggestion of the tempter,
如果我们不跟随试探人的建议,
we may suffer physically,
我们肉身会受苦,
we may suffer in our soul,
我们在我们人会受苦,
and sometimes we may suffer in our spirit,
有时候在灵里也受苦,
but yet, when we endure like this,
但是当我们这样忍受的时候,
then eventually God will help us to outlast the tempter.
至终,
神会帮助我们能够持久胜过这个试探。That's the promise of our Lord. He shall receive the crown of
life.
And if we take the word of the Lord,
如果我们自己读的话,
then we can look up to our Lord Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Then we will experience the deliverance of our Lord. Then we take some look at the temptation that our Lord has come to. We see after 40 days and 40 nights, when typically our Lord is exhausted and feel hungry, and then come forth, approach the Lord and give him a suggestion. If you are son of God, and you can turn the stone into loaf,
可以通过这些石头变成食物,
Satan always gives suggestions to us in tempting us.
撒旦总是给我们建议在释放的时候,
or use questions,
或者用问题,
like our brother said, he used the questions, then he fall into them.
就好像我们弟兄说他用一个问题,
he cast some doubt in our mind.
他的脑海里给我们一些,
and the second temptation,
第二个试探,
when Satan led our Lord to the highest edge of the temple,
当撒旦把引我们走到这殿里最高边的时候,
and he suggested our Lord to jump from there, The word God will hold up you by his name. When we face temptation,
we
can always use something to suggest to our
soul.
Use this way to do something to prove what God
promised.
And the third thing, when Satan tempts our Lord,
第三件事,
he demands for worship.
他要,
and that is the ultimate issue in this universe. Satan always wants to grab the worship that belongs to God and belongs to our Lord. So what our Lord has gone through is something in principle that we face in all our lives. The whole human being or whole church is facing. The first temptation that our Lord Jesus faced shows the principle of our Christian living. Satan suggested the Lord to use his divine power to turn the stone into loaves. Today we always face need in our lives. And we don't realize there's something besides physical need that is more important. That we Christians, we have a spiritual life. And this spiritual life has a supply. If our spirit within us is strong, then we can overcome all the physical suffering. So what the Lord is trying to say to us, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以他算说回答乃是人活着或者单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
That is, every day we have the living contact, living touch with our Lord Jesus, with God.
就是每一天我们都有活着和神有过的接触。
And so the word of the Lord is a living word in us.
对神的话是在我们里头是活的话。
The word of the Lord is a personal word for us.
神的话是我们个人亲身的话。
The word in the scripture is quickened by the Holy Spirit in our heart.
在圣经里面的话语在我们里头是我们打击让我们自己活过来。
That's the principle we Christians live.
这是我们基督徒所活的原则。
I'll use an example. Well, I heard many years ago. That was many years way back in Taiwan. A young sister who was in college. She was probably a math major.
他是专科数学。
By then, the professor in Taiwan.
在那个时候呢，在台湾的教授。Not
like our dear brother Chen, is very simple and also many obvious things.
像我们的陈弟兄姐们非常明显的暗示。
When the professor gives exam to students.
当教授给学生考试的时候,
usually they want to use very advanced, very deep questions to show forth his knowledge.
还要给他们非常深奥的这个高深的问题要来解读他的知识。
So when final came out,
那有一次的大嫂说,
and the sisters in purple sandals said, I guarantee you full class.
她这位姐妹的教授说,
this final, none of you can count on the safety of safety.
你们没有一位能够在大考中超过60分。
And so we were all here. And they studied very hard.
他们就很积极。
They have group study and discuss what's the way we can pass this exam.
他们也分组讨论如何来考的。
And the more they discuss, the more they were frustrated, the distressed.
他们越讨论就越焦虑。
So some of the clever ones, they start to think, why don't we get a copy of the test questionnaire? If we have that before the exam, we can all put our efforts together and work it out.
那么如果可以在考试之前得到，我们可以把所有的精力放在一起，来得出答案。
All the students, they were hesitant. But as the days come closer to the exam, they think that's the only way out. What they shall do, they collect money to bribe the staff who make the questionnaire.
他们做的就是他们收取钱来贿赂那个印刷考卷的。
Once you do so, you don't have.
那么在附近他就问所有的班上同学，你们自愿的不要的话不用。
And this sister was deeply troubled.
这位姐妹就很愁苦。
She doesn't know what to do.
她不晓得该怎么做。
If she go along with his personal wish,
如果她随同她的同学，
certainly he will pass. If she does not go along,
会考得好，如果她不随从的话，
everybody tells them she will not help.
每个人都考得好，她因为一个，
she doesn't know what to do.
她不晓得该做。
So she went to an elderly sister to ask for help. And that elderly sister simply asked her a question. Sister, have you been saved?
姐妹，你得救了吗？
She's strange. Why do you ask me this question?
她感觉奇怪，为什么你问这问题？
I want an answer, yes or no, what I should do.
我要问，答案是是而不。
And your answer is totally unrelated.
你的答案是毫无关联。
But this elderly sister was very serious and asked her again, Sister, are you a child of God?
那么这位姐妹就非常严肃，她就问姐妹，你是否是神的儿女？
Are you saved?
你得救了吗？
She said, yes, I'm saved.
她说是的，我得救。
Then she said, then you know what you do.
然后你就知道你该做的是什么。
This sister went home and prayed. She knows what to do.
这位姐妹回家祷告，她知道该做什么。
She knows. She is a child of God.
她知道她是神的儿女。
She doesn't follow the suggestion of his
personality.
And that in itself, she did her best, but still she doesn't feel she solved the question.
她尽她的力，她不感觉到她解决的那个得到的答案。
When the score comes out,
解答了这个问题，当这个榜上出成绩的时候，
the professor announced, all the students passed, have over 60 points.
教授就宣告说，全班。 多数的都超过60分。
But only one did not reach 60.
只有一位没有达到60.
But my conclusion is that one person, he passed the whole exam.
但是我的结论是他就在这个整个考试及格。
Because I know, even if myself, within this limited time, I can't solve this problem. In small things, start with small things.
在小事，从小事开始.
Then in bigger things.
再然后是大变数.
The last temptation our Lord faces is the issue about worship.
So,
in our personal living, we face temptation. Exercising faith, we face temptation. In worship as a group, we face temptation. Dear brothers and sisters, are we courage enough, bold enough to take the ground of our Lord Jesus? I hope our answer will all be yes. Because he already defeated the head of the enemy. Because he has won the battle. And now to us, we just follow him. And we stand firm on this ground. And he can sympathize our infirmity. And he can strengthen us. Open up the way for us. If we take our courage to stand with our Lord, then our spiritual life will grow. And this life will shine through us. That's all I have to share with that.
这是我今天下午回来要跟师父一对，这么好说。
Lord Jesus, we thank you. Because in you, we see the mind of humility.
因为在你里面。